Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New York Mayor Eric Adams met with President-elect Donald Trump's pick for border czar, Tom Homan, to talk about the city's migrant crisis and scaling back the city's sanctuary status.
We will not be a safe haven for those who commit violent acts. We don't do it for those who are citizens, and we're not going to do it for those who are undocumented.
The mayor says he will continue protecting the rights of immigrants who work hard and give back. Trump outlined his deportation goals in an interview with Time magazine, which named him its Person of the Year. CBS's Nicole Killian reports he plans to use the military.
Federal law prevents the military from being used against civilians, but he warned, "I will go up to the maximum level of what the law allows." Trump also said he does not intend to go back to the policy of family separation, but wouldn't rule it out. Quote, "I would much rather deport them together." And he acknowledged his administration may build deportation camps, bluntly stating, "Whatever it takes to get them out, I don't care."
Trump also told Time he will pardon people convicted in the January 6th insurrection in his first 9 minutes in office. A Justice Department watchdog has released a new report on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. CBS's Stacey Lynn has details.
The report aimed to shed light on whether major intelligence failures preceded the riot and whether anyone in the crowd was, for some reason, acting at the behest of the FBI. It found no undercover agents were at the event, and while the Bureau did prepare for the possibility of violence, it should have done more before the attack to collect intelligence.
An American from Missouri who was apparently held for months in a Syrian prison has been found. Travis Timmerman was released when the Assad regime fell this week. Pixie Rogers is his sister.
This is a whole huge Christmas present that we all get to hear. I told my mom, and I was like, it's a Christmas miracle.
CBS's Margaret Brennan reports the U.S. is trying to learn more about the new rebel leader of Syria.
One of the ways the U.S. is trying to feel him out is through passing messages via our ally Turkey. Their intelligence chief was in Damascus. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is in Turkey.
Taylor Swift cleaned up at the Billboard Music Awards on Fox, winning 10 honors, including for Top Artist.
I count these as like fan-voted awards because you guys are the ones who care about our albums and come see us in concert. And everything that's happened with the Eras Tour and the Torture Poets Department, I just have to say thank you.
Swift has won a record 49 Billboard Music Awards in her career. She turns 35 years old on Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach, Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks, and then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing, so we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news. The great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, light winds, and temperatures just a bit colder than 10 below zero. Pretty good rebound, though, into Friday. Still frigid in the afternoon, though, with highs in the middle teens, sunny skies. We'll see more clouds Friday night. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area to break down all the news, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids and the Ad Council.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Usually Phil Itner is here at this time on Thursdays, but he was unavailable today. He's otherwise occupied, so it's just you and me. And although Amy Vanderpool will join us at the top of the next hour. But I wanted to share a couple of quick stories here with you, and then we'll get back to your calls. This one, the through line, the meta line, the overarching and really genuinely important point of the story I'm about to share with you is, where the hell is the American media? Where's the New York Times? Where's CBS News? Where's NBC? Where's PBS? Here's the story. This week, Viktor Orban visited Mar-a-Lago. Now, first off, you know, we all know that Viktor Orban is the strongman dictator of Hungary that Republicans love to love. And they've been having, you know, CPAC has been having meetings in Budapest. Viktor Orban flew to Texas to speak at the CPAC meeting. He talked about how in Hungary he has shut down all the opposition media and all the real news media. And all of the media in Hungary now is like Fox News 24/7 praising Orban. He talked about how he has gerrymandered the country to the point that even if he, you know, even when he and his party get a minority of the votes, they still end up with all the power. He talked about how he basically has turned most of Hungarian's industry over to oligarchs who in turn hand him large quantities of money. And he's now a very, very rich man. I mean, these are the things that Orban is famous for. He's also a racist. He's said that, you know, bringing people of color or non-Christian religions into Hungary pollutes the blood of the Hungarian people. This is where Trump apparently got the phrase from, although Hitler had it before. And he's also, Orban is also very close with Vladimir Putin. He's the only European president who has been opposed to aid to Ukraine all along, because he's much closer to Putin than he is to any other European country. So Viktor Orban comes to Mar-a-Lago and hangs out, and doesn't just hang out with Donald Trump. Elon Musk shows up too. Elon Musk, who has, you know, they're calling him the Muskrat now on social media. The Muskrat who has been having these private, you know, conversations with Vladimir Putin, according to the Wall Street Journal, for the last couple of years. Elon Musk and Viktor Orban and Donald Trump get together at Mar-a-Lago. And what do? They call Vladimir Putin and have an hour-long phone conversation with him. Or at least Orban did during or after this meeting. Meanwhile, this is, by the way, I'm getting this off the Olga Lautman's Substack. It's OlgaLautman.substack.com. And it's a Substack about Russia, basically, and it's really worth subscribing to. It's free. Olga writes, meanwhile, The Guardian recently reported that on the night of November 2024 U.S. election, a group of far-right German nationalists, including AfD, AfD is the Alternative for Deutschland, it's the new neo-Nazi party in Germany that has everybody worried. including AFD candidate Philippe Anders Rau, met with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Their meeting, which largely escaped media attention, underscores Trump's connections to European far-right factions, the majority of which are funded and supported by Russia. The AFD party, a party deeply investigated for its connections to the Kremlin, included the presence of Russian agents and financial backing from Moscow. And it aligns closely with Trump on key issues like nationalism and anti-immigrant policies. This further solidifies the disturbing convergence of far-right groups in Europe and the U.S., all of which are strengthened by Russian influence. This is, I mean, Putin has declared war on America. I think you could argue that, you know, Nikita Khrushchev did back in 1956 when he said, you know, we will bury you. But I would say that it really has gone a long way beyond that. And, you know, Putin's grand successes twice now has been, you know, putting Trump in office. His other grand success is causing Americans to hate each other. And the muskrat is helping him out with this over on Twitter. This is something, you know, again, my question. Trump is meeting with fascists. He's talking with fascists. He's planning things with fascists, with overseas fascists. And it's not reported in our media. Where the hell is our media? How is it possible? Can you imagine if Joe Biden had been meeting with Maduro, the president of Venezuela, who argues that he's a lefty? Obviously, he's a fascist, too. But can you just imagine if 6 weeks before Joe Biden was inaugurated in 2020, Maduro had come to Delaware and hung out with Joe Biden. And it had and they'd had an hour long conversation with Xi Jinping. Do you think the American media would have talked about it? Don't you think it would have been the number one topic of conversation for 2 weeks? Why is it that Trump gets a pass on this stuff? Is it that the media wants a fascist president? That they want us to turn ourselves over to Russia? That they want America to become like Russia? Is it that they're so afraid of Trump because he's, you know, Cash Patel has said, hey, media, we're coming after you, and Trump wants to make him the head of the FBI? Are they just terrified of him? I'm not. What am I missing here? Should I be? Is it that the New York Times, the Washington Post is owned by a billionaire, the New York Times is owned by a multimillionaire family? What is it that they think that their interests are going to be well aligned, well helped, well treated, fluffed by a Trump presidency, by a fascist presidency? You know, there was an entire ruling class that thought that in Germany in the 1930s. When I was in my 20s, my dad gave me a book. I see that the it's now over $1,000 on Amazon for a single used copy. It was a book by a man named Fritz Thyssen. He was the president of Thyssen Steelworks, which had been started by his father. He's a wealthy German industrialist, one of the richest men in Germany. He raised 3 million Deutschmarks, which was real money back then, in 1933, to support the candidacy of Adolf Hitler. And he was the guy who went to Hindenburg and said, and von Papen, and said, you really need to make Hitler chancellor. You should just appoint him. And then, you know, the next election, he'll be fine. We'll fund him. And that's exactly what happened. And when you read Fritz Thyssen's book, I Paid Hitler, that's the title of his book, you read his book and he's like, yeah, we thought it was going to be great. We were out there dancing in the balls and we were, you know, in the parties and you know, just having a good old time, and profits were rolling and it was just going to be wonderful for Germany. We were coming out of the recession or out of the depression, the Republican Great Depression. And we just thought it was going to be wonderful. And then about 1936, Hitler does something that, and I don't recall what it was. It's been 30 years since I read the book. But Hitler does something that Fritz Thyssen doesn't agree with, and Thyssen calls him out on it. And suddenly, Thyssen's got an arrest warrant on his back, and he flees with his family. He has to flee Germany. Do you really think that these oligarchs who are... Mark Zuckerberg went to Mar-a-Lago to have dinner with Trump a week or two ago, and he just... it's in the news today, right now. Mark Zuckerberg just donated $1 million to Donald Trump's inaugural committee. And the inaugural committee, of course, is a slush fund for the Trump family. $1 million. When Trump was shot and said, "Fight, fight, fight," Mark Zuckerberg came out and said, "He's a badass." When Elon Musk flipped Twitter so that only right-wing memes were being amplified and left-wing memes and voices were being suppressed and even, you know, losing followers. When Elon Musk did that so that Twitter just became, you know, pro-Trump nonstop, 24-7 for months leading up to the election. Over on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg shut down political conversations. People who tried to repost articles that I'd written at Hartman Report were threatened with losing their Facebook accounts. So the other side of the story, the Biden side of the story, never got told on Facebook. And Trump's story was being told every second over on Twitter. Do these people really think Trump is going to be nice to them when he decides that their interests don't align with his anymore? Or are they really so enamored of fascism that they're just going to go along with whatever he says, whatever he does, as far as it goes? I'm just astonished. And again, where the hell is our media? Meanwhile, Trump says he's going to slap a 25% tariff on Canada and is making really sick jokes about Justin Trudeau being the governor of the 51st state. What do the Canadians think about that? I'll tell you right after the break. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you soon. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches, right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You're
correct.
Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Headlines are fading, the truth's on the line. The voices of reason grow harder to find. But the fight's not over, the battle's not done. We still have the power if we act as one. Can left-leaning news be saved today? The truth still matters, don't let it slip away. Together we can build a bright way. Can left-leaning news be saved today? Today.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour or so in Canada. This is. Remember Doug Ford? I mean, he was. I believe it was Doug Ford. Maybe it was his brother. One of the Fords back in the day. This is, you know, a decade ago. It seems like got all up with problems with drug abuse and stuff like that. But anyhow, Doug Ford is the premier, the equivalent of a governor of the province of Ontario, which is the most populous province in Canada. It's sort of the California or New York of Canada, and they and Ontario provides 1.5 million American homes in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York electricity. Ontario provides electricity to 1.5 million American homes in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York, and 60% of our crude oil imports come from Canada. 85% of our electricity imports come from Canada. And like I said, a big chunk of that is coming out of Ontario. So Doug Ford says if Donald Trump is going to put tariffs on Canadian products, he's putting together a list of retaliatory measures, and they include cutting off electricity to Michigan, Minnesota, and New York. Woohoo! That's going to get wild. Experts also predict gas prices will jump by 30 cents a gallon in the Midwest if the tariffs do take effect, just from the loss of Canadian oil. So, you know, where is this going to go? I don't know. We'll see, but it's going to get weird. It's going to get interesting. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here. Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Just in regards to United Healthcare and Mangione and such, I was looking at my stock ticker, you know, that I have on my phone with the mutual funds and stuff that I have. And just out of curiosity, I put in United Healthcare Group. It's like the it's the parent company, basically,
right.
But that has the stock. But they've gone up, and if you go lifetime on them, so all the time, they've increased – Almost a quarter of a million percent, 223,526,000%.
That's because they pretty much started from scratch back in the 50s.
Well, so I was like, okay, is that normal? Like, yeah, I've been around a long time, whatever. So I looked up Humana, for instance. Mm. Humana, which I'm sure has a similar story or started from scratch, went up 1,300% as opposed to 230, you know, 230,000 as opposed to 1,300. The NASDAQ is up 7,000%. Dow's up 1,200% in its lifetime. So Humana is probably the most comparable, but we're talking about 220,000%.
Add two more zeros.
This is 1,000%, right? You know, 1,300% for Humana.
Right. This is why Dollar Bill McGuire, who was there more or less at the founding of United Healthcare, I'm not sure if he was the founder or if he was just, you know, got in early, but he was the first major, you know, wealthy president of United Healthcare. He walked away with $1.6 billion. Now, a lot of that was stock because he'd grown the company so much. And he had to give back $200,000 or $300,000 of it because he was charged with fraud, securities fraud. And to avoid going to jail or paying a fine, he gave back a couple $100 million. And then his protege, the guy who followed him, I believe his name is Stephen J. Hemsley, who is still the chairman of the board, I believe, walked away with $500 million, more or less. And again, you know, a lot of that was in not just compensation, but in stock. But, you know, the thing that United Healthcare did that was absolutely brilliant that made them so rich is they cut a deal with AARP. This is why I have refused to join AARP ever since they started pestering me when I turned 50. And AARP is the principal, or used to be, I don't know if they are now, the principal seller of United Healthcare policies. So if you get a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medigap plan through AARP, it's United Healthcare. And that made them both very, very wealthy. AARP's headquarters in New York is like, it's like a palatial mansion with this incredible spiral staircase and everything. So, yeah.
On our back.
Yeah, on our backs. You're absolutely right, Brian. On our backs. Thank you very much for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
By the way, contrary to the claims made by Cash Patel and others, there were no, according to the FBI, they just issued a report, no FBI agents undercover at the January 6th riot. Zero.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. In an interview with Time Magazine, which named him Person of the Year, President-elect Donald Trump discusses his immigration goals. More from CBS's Torian Small.
Trump vowed to deliver on his campaign promise to conduct mass deportations of more than 11 million undocumented immigrants using law enforcement and potentially the military.
CBS's Nicole Killian reports Trump also plans to issue pardons on January 20th.
The president-elect said one of his first official acts will be to pardon many of the January 6th rioters within the first 9 minutes of taking office.
The U.S. is trying to get an American citizen home after he was apparently held in a Syrian prison for months. Travis Timmerman of Missouri was freed this week when rebels ousted the Assad regime. His sister, Pixie Rogers, gave birth while he was gone and can't wait for him to meet his niece.
I probably will cry and just tear up and I can't wait for that day.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members, as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter and Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, light winds, and temperatures just a bit colder than 10 below zero. Pretty good rebound, though, into Friday. Still frigid in the afternoon, though, with highs in the middle teens, sunny skies. We'll see more clouds Friday night. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Nikki Zurjev and I talk about our favorite comedies. Brittany Merlot gives us an overview of the weather this winter. And Terry Barr brings the tunes on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Head over to selectquote.com/Tom. And a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
But need us here, they got something to say. Rudolph needs hay that's organic and clean, and a cruelty-free harness with a vegan sheen. One run, Rudolph, Peter's on your trail. Check your nose, ever should die in
there. 35 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? Picking up your calls here today, Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not much, Tom. Brilliant as always. And the last book that you read from was quite insightful. I did want you to write one thing down and put it in your favorite book and then reflect on it later, that BlackRock will be the ones who rebuild Gaza in the image of Benjamin Nutcase after they move the Palestinians out.
I suspect I did want you're to right, a couple Joe, of stories. I think that Jared Kushner may have a role in it, too. Did you see that Donald just announced a $300-some-odd million deal with Saudi Arabia to build a Trump Tower in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, he's also building one in Qatar.
Yeah, and he's got one in Oman that is a $5 billion operation. He's getting rich really fast.
Steve Mnuchin will stay there when he visits.
Yeah.
I did want to mention a couple of things that I saw that I think are insightful. One is, there was a little offbeat interview with Leon Muskrat where he asked about being the richest man in the world. And you know what he said?
No.
He said, I'm not. He goes, Putin has more than I do. It's just not in his name.
Oh, it's probably true.
It's probably, 100%. But that's what he wants. He really wants to be the richest.
Well, I've heard he wants to be the thing, world's first trillionaire, and he wants to live forever. And,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that he said that I thought was quite interesting was because, you know, he came into Twitter, completely destroyed it, and then got rid of 80% of the people that work there. And, of course, they're utilizing AI to kind of fill that void. And so they asked him, if you get rid of all these government workers, who's going to process all this stuff? And he said AI.
Yep.
So this is this whole deal of automating everything works out. You know, in 2004, I told people, I said, I'm glad Bush won another presidency, because by the time he gets done, the Republican Party will be finished. And they were, until the Koch brothers got the tea gaggers, you know, that 33% of Americans that are the Republican hardcore that want to see it all burned down, until it impacts them. That's one thing I've noticed about Republicans. They only get it when it impacts them.
Right.
You know, some of these.
Yes and no, Joe.
Low-income.
I mean, for 43 years now, it's been impacting them, and they just don't realize it because they live in these media bubbles.
Yeah. And I had a suggestion for a guy the other day down the block that's just had huge Trump flags, you know, and he has that yellow one with the snake says, don't tread on me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you need to add corporate America under at the bottom of that flag, and then you'll be with the program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tread on me, corporate America, because that's what it really is.
Well said, Joe. But well said. Joe.
Lastly, Tom, did you catch that story on Cynthia Lewis, the Republican from Wyoming, who has a bill she's trying to bring to the floor to convert $100 billion, roughly, our gold certificates, you know, the property of the American people,
right,
and then buy Bitcoin. Crypto with it.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, the only thing that's going to save us is they're going to destroy it so bad that recession may be best case scenario. could go depression by the time they get all this screwed up.
I think you're right, Joe. And who are they going to buy that Bitcoin from? Probably Elon Musk. I mean, it's like somebody's going to make a huge profit selling Bitcoin to the federal government. I'm with you. Joe, I got to move along. But thank you. Thank you. Your points are very well made. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Tom, let me say, Lord, hear my rant.
Go for it.
I don't know why. I'm not calling you Lord, Tom. Sorry.
No, I got that. Never thought you would.
I don't know why Democrats feel the need to follow themselves to apologize for this murder of the CEO or say that we don't support murder. We are the gun grabbers, remember? I thought we were the gun grabbers. And by the way, 100 people a day are murdered by gun violence. And by the way, gun violence is a healthcare issue. It's the number one killer of children in the United States.
And guns somehow you're talking about?
We're supposed to. This became a partisan issue because what? Republicans support they support having insurance claims denied. And so, therefore, I don't know how it becomes a partisan issue.
Right.
But, you know, it's we've heard more discussion about health care in the last week. I mean, we can't get a discussion about health care, the cost of health care in this country, until something like this happens.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, by the way, I hate to be crass, but at least this guy only shot one person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he'd shot a dozen people and it was in a school, J.D. Vance would be telling us, hey, it's no fun facing that, but that's the way it is. Get used to it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, that's what J.D. Vance said the last time there was a school shooting. And have you seen the reports or even the pictures? I printed some of them out the other day of these wanted posters that are showing up all over New York City that have the pictures of various healthcare CEOs and basically, you know, wanted for killing people.
I have not seen those.
It's incredible.
Tom,
it is John Dillinger all over again, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I get that.
It's Bonnie and Clyde.
By the way, wait a minute. John Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde are heroes of the right wing. They are.
Well, at the time, in the 30s, they were the heroes of the people who felt that they'd been screwed by the banks. I mean,
they still are, and you can hear that. I won't mention his name, but he lives near you. He's a right-wing talk show host and often talks about the right wing thinks that the great American bank robbers, as one person told me, one young man told me,
they're just
are the heroes of people,
and he's just a faux populist.
Eastern Oregon. But let me put it this way. I'm sorry, Tom. If J.D. Vance says it's no fun facing that fact, but that's the way it is. It's no fun facing this fact, ladies and gentlemen. But the United States is the most overrated democracy and the most overpriced nation in the world.
Yeah.
It's a ripoff, and it's a ripoff because billionaires are a ripoff. So let me give you one more fact here, Tom, that I just occurred to me last night as I was thinking about this thing. Medicare and Social Security are not entitlements. They are earned benefits, and this is defined by as entitlements were defined in the case in the Supreme Court called Goldberg versus Kelly in 1970, that an entitlement is a benefit that the party receives that does not pay directly into, but is entitled to or
like
qualifies
stamps.
For right. through the application process.
Right.
So
like
whereas,
food stamps.
Yes, those are entitled. But whereas this didn't occur to me until I read about this a number of years ago, being a recipient of Medicare and Social Security are not entitlements, but being a Medicare Advantage provider is an entitlement.
Because
so is being a military contractor.
Yeah.
These are, in other words, if you're a military contractor, your product cannot be available on the commercial market. Medicare Advantage plans are not available on the commercial market. They're only available through Medicare. They have to apply for those to become a Medicare Advantage, and if they qualify under the rules, they become a provider.
Right.
And that's who the billionaires are. They're military contractors and Medicare Advantage providers, and the billionaires are a ripoff, and that's why our country is a ripoff. And it's about time we face that fact, too.
Yeah, well said, Paul. Well said. Great rant. Thank you very much. You always bring it home. Karen in Chicago. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, thanks for taking my call, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
When you had your rant on where is the media, I would like to know where are the Dems?
Yeah.
Where's the Democrat?
I agree with you, Karen. I agree.
I saw Ruben Gallego on The View.
Yeah.
I think on Monday. Mm-hmm. And when asked about Pete Hegseth, he said, I'm not going to judge him by what's in the press. Well, this isn't what's in the press. This is what witnesses of his behavior have said.
Right. He's just trying to avoid being Mr. Controversial before he gets sworn in. There's no way that Ruben Gallego is going to vote for Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense.
I read Dean's newsletter today.
Yeah, Dean Obidala. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to butcher his last name.
I did earlier.
And the banter, the headline on the banter was the capitulation Congo line is starting.
I know. I don't see it that way, with regard to Chris Wray resigning. He knew he was going to be fired. And by doing it this way, he's putting a roadblock to Donald Trump just appointing somebody to replace him, as opposed to having to get Senate confirmation. Mm-hmm. He's also, the other thing that Chris Wray is doing right now that is making conservatives and Republicans just go nuts, and he's being criticized for it over on Fox News, probably as we speak, is he is accelerating the promotion process to move really genuinely competent FBI, kind of old line FBI culture people up into the senior management of the FBI, so that it'll be harder for Trump to stack the senior levels of the FBI with toadies. So, it's a good thing.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing. Karen, I got to run, but thank
you
for the call.
Well, you have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too, Karen. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth to the multinational corporations and the insurance industry, we'd really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Your calls are up next.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase, you are what you eat, is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, you ever exercise and watch your diet to try to get your cholesterol numbers under control and then not see the results you're hoping for? Well, listen to this. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, this clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's just a great supplement. To use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get some, go to superbearing.com. And to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Speak for us all. When we stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust. When we speak as one, we break through the chains. We fight for the future, we weather the rains.
Unions 2 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's on your mind?
Oh, there you are. Okay. hey, actually, I called for something completely different, but I'm going to diverge a little bit. You were talking about, or your previous caller was talking about how, you know, these folks are stuck in the media bubble of Fox. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that we adjust collectively our thinking about that. Contracts created the appearance of a very large Fox viewership. So what do I mean by that? If you notice on a lot of military bases, in the mess hall and in common spaces where there's a television, it's set on Fox.
Right.
If you go into an airport, in many cases, there's a television in the waiting area and it's set on Fox. Similarly with hotel chains, you go in the common spaces, set on Fox. Those things are set up by contracts. Now, it should really bother people that some of those contracts are government contracts, i.e. the military and airports, because airports are federally funded. Hmm. Those are FAA funds, and they are governed by federal contracting laws. So the fact that you've got what is very much a partisan station being projected in what is not a political space, that should be problematic.
It is.
But also, when you go into a hotel lobby or a bar and you ask, can we change the channel? A lot of times the staff will tell you, we can't. And that's why, because it's there by contract.
Interesting. I know that the Trump administration tried to get Fox on more and more military bases. Our program, I'm not sure if it still is. Our program for years and years and years was carried by American Forces Radio. I believe it still is. I'm going to have to check with Ron and find out. We were supposed to balance Rush Limbaugh. That was when we originally got put on, you know, like 15, 20 years ago. But wow, I thought that the numbers were inflated by the fact that all these cable companies have these carriage contracts. You know, Sling is running ads right now that say, with Sling, you can only pay for what you want to watch. But try to get them to take Fox News off and you know, refund $2 to you, which is, I believe, the amount that each one of us pays to have Fox News on our TVs if we have, cable or if we have Sling. They won't do it, or at least they wouldn't do it, you know, a couple of months ago when I tried. Maybe they've changed their policy recently, but they're advertising very heavily right now. You know, only pay for what you want, basically, on Sling, and it's like, okay, get rid of Fox for me, please, and reduce my price.
Yeah, exactly. So there was that. The other thing I wanted to point out, Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde are distinctly different as folk heroes. Dillinger really is the folk hero that's analogous to the situation with the United Healthcare CEO, because Dillinger would not only rob banks, but he would destroy mortgage records.
That's right.
And this was, he was really sticking it to the banking industry at a time when they were rendering people in the Great Depression homeless.
Yeah.
So Bonnie and Clyde were bank robbers, but they were more like sticking it to law enforcement.
Yeah. General, the genre, you know, I mean, the bankers were screwing Americans in the 20s and 30s. The bank robbers became the folk heroes. Today, insurance companies are screwing Americans and have been for decades. And so the guy who kills an insurance industry CEO becomes the folk hero. It seems like an obvious parallel to me.
Yeah, yeah. Then finally, the thing I actually called about was regarding a very missed opportunity by the Dems. I suspect that they're so afraid of saying anything about this healthcare situation because they're afraid of being labeled as pro-murder. I think they're missing the opportunity to change the narrative that it's not about health. That's not about healthcare. It's about health insurance and its outside role in delivering health.
Agreed. And that is a conversation that America needs to have and hopefully will. Marie, thank you so much for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us. With Amy Vandenberg.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will be live in Seattle, Washington for a special preview of the Packers taking on the Seahawks. Trigvi Olsen joins me live, as well as our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
President-elect Donald Trump shares more details about his plans for his second term in an interview with Time Magazine, which named him Person of the Year.
Trump vowed to deliver on his campaign promise to conduct mass deportations of more than 11 million undocumented immigrants using law enforcement and potentially the military.
CBS's Torian Small. CBS Chicago reporter Noel Brennan tells us immigration advocates there are on alert. Trump's pick for border czar says the mass deportations will start there.
Claudia Marchand, executive director of Northern Illinois Justice for Our Neighbors, hears a message of fear and divisiveness from Homan. She wants to remind immigrants in Illinois of their constitutional rights and of local laws that restrict how police can collaborate with ICE.
Know your rights in your home, know your rights in the car, at work, in public spaces, right? We have to go through all of these steps to ensure.